Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me live in the studio from the Prevention Department of Sitka Counseling, I have Lakota Hardin and Elise Davidson-Kitka. Thank you both for joining me in person this morning.
We always love coming up to the nest.
Lakota's trying to make this happen of calling the studio up here the nest, which I think is a brilliant idea.
Well, I'm looking at all the Raven pictures and the Raven stickers and the Raven coffee cups. And
it's really cozy up here and we're looking out over everything. Okay, we're going to try to make this work. Well, you guys are here this morning to talk about, at least to introduce you into the Sitka Counseling family and about some of the things that are coming up hosted by Sitka Counseling. So I guess the first thing coming up is the second Saturday screening that Sitka Counseling has been happening, and coming up is the second Saturday. What's going to be screened this week?
So our thought was, you know, we're prevention. We're Sitka Counseling Prevention. And during COVID, we had to kind of pull back on any activities. And so as we start coming out of it, we started having different events, and we have our social justice library that's there in our office that people can come by and look at books and check them out, you know. But we also were thinking about the dark months, you know, when people don't necessarily want to come out and there's not much to do, you know. So I was just thinking, you know, let's show some family-friendly films, you know, not necessarily, our theater does a great job in having children's films and horror films and action hero films or whatever, but, you know, films with a message, films with inspiring. And so we started last February, actually, because that's Heart Healthy Month, and we showed Running Brave with about Billy Mills, who won the gold medal, because people don't know that, right? And so we showed that, and then in the fall we started with Beautiful Boy, a family picture about drug addiction, and then Perks of a Wallflower, you know, so films that are not necessarily widely known, people haven't seen. So this week we're doing Pursuit of Happiness, especially because in our town, people are really rallying to help the homeless, and there's, you know, it's a big issue to try and make sure everybody has a home, you know. And so we're showing Pursuit of Happiness, and it's always on the second Saturday. The theater works well with us. It's in the morning because they have their schedule. It's 11 o'clock. It's free. You just show up, and we'll be there.
And yeah, this is a this movie, Pursuit of Happiness, is based on a true story too of a man and his son who were unhoused for a while, and their pursuit towards happiness together.
Yeah, so just what it takes, the perseverance, and to never give up hope. I think that's the main thing, because we are in troubling times. There's been a lot of issues that people are dealing with, and you know, to not give up, to reach into that part of ourselves that we all have, and to help each other, to rely on each other is a big message too. So that's what we're doing this week. And I'm really excited because we have Elise, who's come on at the end of last year and kind of breathed some new, you know, anytime you get somebody new, she's so enthusiastic and has a lot of history in the state of Alaska with working with Native youth, working with youth of all ages. And we finally got this gift of having Elise be part of our team.
Yeah, so Elise, you're obviously not new to this type of work, as Lakota was saying. You were previously with Youth Advocates of Sitka, and now you just came on over to Prevention Department with Sitka Counseling. So what's your role here?
Yeah, thank you. And thanks for the warm welcome, Lakota. I came to Alaska in 2016, just really wanting to work with youth. I did some different behavioral health programs. I had the pleasure of working for the Alaska Crossings program when it was still here, RIP. And then coming over to Sitka, I got to work with the Raven's Way program, which was amazing. And then have been working with the Youth Advocates of Sitka over the last few years in their residential program. So really getting to know the youth here and getting to know the needs of the youth in communities kind of across Alaska, but definitely in Sitka it's really a pleasure to be getting to transition to more prevention work, to really look at, you know, what can we be doing in the community with youth to build those relationships, build those safe spaces, and really get them engaged in some fun, sober, healthy activities. And, you know, being able to offer these events, like simple things like a movie screening or other things that can just get people and their families out of the house and get them doing stuff together. And I'm just really excited to be a part of that. And we have a great crew at Sitka Counseling. I'm really honored to be working with Lloyd Platson, who has been the director of the prevention department for, I don't know how long, but
he's been a mainstay.
He's told me, a long time. So it's just an honor to be learning from him and working with Lakota, who I've gotten to work with in other capacities, but now getting to rejoin her in this work is really special. So,
well, it's great to have you in this, this new position, and it sounds exciting that to have all these opportunities to get out and encourage other people to get out and try new things and do things together. Especially after, I mean, as Lakota, you were saying, this is the dark and gloomy time of year. It's really easy to just hole up in one place and kind of just incubate in your own what have you. It's nice to get out and...
And we also work with others. I mean, the Sitka Second Saturday Screenings is also co-sponsored by YAS and Sitka Tribe. You know, and I think that that's the strength of Sitka is that we... have a lot of we have some organizations who are really focused on youth. Sitka Tribe has all kinds of programs for youth, and so they've joined us in this venture too, and bringing films to the families, you know, of Sitka. Same with YAS, and you know, we work with them too as well. We used to do teen nights at the Hames Center previous to COVID, and now we're doing teen nights at the Cloud.
Excellent.
And the Cloud is open, you know, sponsored by YAS, but we've been sort of wanting to collaborate with them more so that we can, you know, do some more interacting and making safe space for youth. Safe spaces, you know, our office itself is, you know, we invite people to come down and look at the books we have and have a cup of coffee. We got coffee and tea. And, you know, we're planning some events, especially since Elise has come on and she's kind of directing our little crew. We have Anastasia, who is here with AmeriCorps. And we also have Annie Matea, who has been with us since last August. She's a fellow, Alaska fellow. And they're both pretty amazing, you know, good energy. And we've already had some activities, you know, in Sitka schools and Mount Edgecombe as well, trying to go where the youth are to provide what we have, to let them know that there's people around to listen, to pay attention to what they're going through.
And to get their ideas. That's something we're really focused on. I think in the new year, we're feeling really inspired to see where we can draw out more youth voice in the community versus kind of just planning our activities around what adults think youth want to do.
Right.
You know, we'd love to just get into the schools and get into the youth center and be able to build those relationships with youth to find out, what do you guys want and what feels like a safe space, and how can we provide that kind of not just for you but with you? So that's kind of our vision moving into this new season. So
and just for folks who may not have visited your office before, if they do want to stroll by, drop off, you know, their 2 cents of ideas, or borrow a book, where can they come to visit you?
At 111 Metlakatla Street, and it's right when you're going down to Totem Park. If you kind of turn in to the left into that parking lot there that we share with the park, we're that building that's just a little bit to the left, and we're kind of tucked into the corner there. But 8 to 5, we're there Monday to Friday, and we would absolutely love for you to just drop in, come have a cup of coffee, tea, whatever you like, and sit and chat with us about life, your ideas, and just hang out.
And to participate in our new book club.
Oh, yes. Oh,
excellent. Yeah, you've got a library. And so this book club, this is new ones just starting up?
Yeah, so this is one of our newer projects that we're working on, is a book club that's kind of centered around themes of racial equity and social justice. And we have a whole library actually focused on that theme. So we have some really great new titles and some old titles as well, touching on those issues. and touching on really a lot of issues around decolonization and issues really relevant for our Alaskan people here. Mm-hmm. So we would love for you to stop by, sign out a book for free. If you'd like to join our book club, we do actually have probably one or two spots left. Actually, we were very happy that so many people kind of like already signed up for our mm-hmm. book club. So we're probably at about six now, and we would definitely be happy to invite, you know, seven or eight people into the space. We are going to be looking at expanding our space a little bit too and seating areas, but for now we can probably comfortably sit about eight folks. So we'll be starting tonight, 7 p.m. at 111 Matlakatla Street, and we'll be starting with the title Braiding Sweetgrass. So we're really excited to see you there.
And if folks who, for whatever reason, maybe they can't make it tonight, maybe like book club is something they're interested, maybe not just right yet, how often do you hope to have like a new title being selected? So if people want to jump into the next book.
I think the beauty of it is that it is pretty just a warm, casual environment. Okay. We're very fluid and adaptable. We can't wait to meet our first book club cohort group tonight, mm-hmm. just to talk with them and find out, you know, what are some other titles you guys might be interested in reading in the future. But we would like to open it up, kind of encourage people to give other, you know, chances to other folks who want to try the book right. club, and we'll just kind of pace it out and we'll see how long this book takes. We were thinking maybe it could take a month, but we meet bi-weekly.
Okay.
So people can kind of read at their own pace and we'll just have some fun discussion. And you know, if in a month's time we reevaluate and kind of say like, we might need a couple more weeks just to really finish this out and really have, you know, some final debrief discussion, mm-hmm. then we might just revisit it at that point. But we'll keep people posted on our social media Perfect. Site and give updates.
Awesome. And for more information, you can email prevention at scpsak.org.
Yeah, it is a mouthful of words. So prevention at scpsak.org. Well, Horta, we are out of time this morning, but it was wonderful having you both in this studio. Thank you for the work that you do. So coming up tonight is that first meeting of the book club, 7
Braiding
p.m.
Sweetgrass.
Braiding Sweetgrass, 7 p.m. at 111 Metlakatla. And this Saturday, Pursuit of Happiness.
11 a.m.
Perfect. Well, thank you both for joining me this morning. We'll hope to have you back in here soon to talk about more events.
Thank you
so much for having us.